Hello, my friends. I'm Kira Misi, and this is my podcast, Finding Rainbows on an Ordinary Day, where we dive into the ordinary, looking for the extraordinary. Because, well, life is hard, but if you look close enough, you will find the rainbows. Let's get started. Hello, my beautiful friends, and welcome back to Finding Rainbows on an Ordinary Day. I am so glad you are here with me. I am sending you all the hugs in the world. Whatever you're feeling today, I got you. So, what has been happening here on the rainbow? Well, in case you missed it, we have had two of the brightest rainbows on the podcast this month. Walker Ward, he's comedian, character actor, so funny. You can go on over and see him on Instagram at walksauce42. He was on the podcast a few weeks ago. We had so much fun laughing. So if you need a good laugh, and who doesn't love to laugh? Laughter is one of the greatest rainbows. Go on over and check out that episode. That episode was number, let me check it out, 251. That took me a hot minute. Goodness, we've had a lot of rainbows here on the podcast. Lots and lots of episodes. So that was actually April 30th. How lucky we were to have Walker Ward on the podcast. So make sure you check that out. And hey, if you love it, pass it on to a friend. That's how we spread the rainbows. And then, of course, I am so proud of all of you for showing up for one of our brightest rainbows, Christopher. That's right. I am Christopher on Instagram with the hit song Sprite and so much more. His interview was so incredibly inspiring. I feel like I have a friend for life. Christopher, if you're listening to this, you're stuck with me. He knows this. Just so absolutely proud of him in so many ways. And he's so talented and creative. A musician, a makeup artist, a creative, a dancer, a choreographer. And I said that sort of weird, choreographer, and so much more. And that's Christopher with an X instead of an I. So when you go check him out on Instagram, make sure it's I am a Christopher. And I'm just so proud of all of you for showing up for him, because so many of you have told me that you downloaded his incredible song, Sprite. I just want a Sprite. You guys got to check it out. It's so amazing. And yeah, what a great interview. And if you didn't get a chance to listen to that one, that was just last week. And that was episode number 253 as well. If you didn't listen all the way to the end, then you missed the surprise. So make sure you check out that episode, episode 253, Pursue Your Passion with I Am Christopher. Well, before we start today, I thought I would read you a little something that I thought was just so absolutely beautiful. I found it on the internet from a lovely woman named Kelly Webb from Love Quotes. And it says, and this is my little gift to all of you today, you have one of the most beautiful souls in the world. So genuine and pure, yet spicy and extra. It's what everyone loves about you. You're a breath of fresh air. You're here to ruffle feathers, blaze trails, and create magic in this world. Never forget who you are. Just keep being you. And that was my little gift to you all today, a little reminder to show up for yourself each and every day in your authentic self, which is you, not a people pleaser, not what you think the world wants to see, but who you are, which is grand and beautiful and wonderful. And I'm just so enamored with the fact that you do that each and every week, showing up here for yourself on the rainbow. Now, there was another thing that I was thinking about today. And I know a lot of you have told me that sometimes you struggle with this a little. And that is, of course, caring what people think, right? We all do it to a degree, right? But it's not an excuse for it. It's something that we have to constantly self-regulate, because this is the thing. We've said it a million times before, but if this is the first time you're hearing it, or you need a reminder, I need a reminder very often as well. And that is that everyone fails, right? And everyone is scared, and everyone doesn't really always know what they're doing. So if everyone is just like you, how you feel that way sometimes, then why would you give them stock in your life? Why would you tell them, or why would you allow them to tell you what to do with your life? If they're not even quite clear what they're doing with their own. And this is the thing, sometimes the most boisterous of us all is actually quite insecure, quite fearful. And so it could be family, it could be friends, it could be a stranger, it could be a friend, it could be a frenemy. Oh, the worst of them all. Make sure you weed those weeds out of your wildflower garden, please. No frenemies, not a rainbow. But my friends, there are all kinds of people in your life that are going to have opinions upon you, upon your life. And what's important to remember is that pay them no mind. Their opinions do not matter. Now, there are angel friends in our life who are going to give us wonderful advice, are going to tell us the truth. You know, you don't want a whole bunch of yes people in your life either. You know, sometimes you need to be stand corrected, right? We all do crazy, wild things sometimes that are just not the greatest, right? And so it's nice to have someone say, hey, what you doing there? You need to stand corrected for a minute. It's okay to have that too. But angel friends will do that in a way that builds you up while also helping you to improve, not putting their own fears or insecurities on you. So look for those friends in your life, surround yourself with them. And remember, your life truly is a big, beautiful, beautiful wildflower garden. That's how I like to think of it. And what does a flower garden need? It needs to be weeded every once in a while. Prune yourself, my friends, of things that no longer serve you. And of course, of friends that don't really take up a good amount of space in your life. So what would it be like if we normalized being okay with people thinking whatever they want about us, right? In other words, not caring what other people think. It is about our peace, our happiness, and most important is the acceptance of other people's opinions or perceptions of us. That doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. What matters is that you're okay with you. So at the end of each day, I often like to say to myself, I am right with my soul, or I am right with me. And when I say that to myself, I can sort of just look back on the day, not dissect it to the point of nauseam where I'm anxious through the night, but maybe just do a little sweep of the day. Am I right with me? Am I right with my soul? What could I have done better? And what did I do really great? These are things that are so important to do for yourself each and every day so that you can find the light within you, so that you know what works best for you in your life. And so important, like I've said so many times before, we must absolutely weed our gardens, prune our lives of the things that no longer serve us, because life is short. We want to be vibrant. I read this the other day and I thought it was so wonderful. It said, be a vibrant disco ball of love and energy, not a dimmed light in the corner, right? So true, my friends. And everybody's light shines in different ways. You know, you don't have to be on a stage with lights and all the things. I know, you know, I love that. But that's not the only place I feel at home. I also feel at home when I'm just sitting across the table from a friend having a beautiful lunch. I feel lit up when I say good morning to my husband, and he's not really a morning person, so I just find it to be so incredibly funny because guess who is a morning person? I know, you're surprised. Not really. So I think it's just fun to try to light him up in the morning with a good morning, you know, but treading lightly because, yay, I respect the fact that not people are all morning people. But that lights me up to say good morning to him, or even, you know, just to get his coffee ready. I love that. I think it's just sweet because I'm not a coffee drinker. So I know how, well, totally not completely true. I love an espresso in Italy or a latte in the afternoon every once in a while, but I'm not a coffee drinker each and every morning. Never have been. I know some of you are aghast at that, but just not my jam. But I get the ritual. And so I love to just get his coffee ready for him in the morning. And that also lights me up. So what lights you up each and every day? Because you are a disco ball of energy and light, and you should not be dimmed in the corner. You should be living in a way that is beautiful and bold, because your life is so, so very important. And we truly need your brand of love in this world. Now, my friends, a few weeks ago, I'll give you a little catch up on my life. I was picking my son up from college, his first year. He finished freshman year. So exciting. And it's just so lovely to have him here at home. If you've been following me on my Instagram page, I have two Instagram pages. If you haven't checked them out, Smile Say Cheez-Its. And then, of course, our landing page here for Finding Rainbows is at Finding Rainbows, the podcast. That is on Instagram also. So you can follow me both places if you'd like. I post a lot of my rainbows on Smile Say Cheez-Its. And then on Finding Rainbows, of course, you'll always hear about what's going on in the podcast, as well as I like to go live on there each and every day where we count our rainbows, always in threes for good luck. So that's super fun. Check that out. But anyway, great having my son home from college. It's just nice to know he's in the nest, and it's great to see your child grow into their own as an adult. So super, super fun. That's all I'll say about that. He doesn't want me talking about him on the podcast. I get it. But with that said, besides just loving having him home, I was picking him up from college, and I noticed that there was a big board in their main area of the dorm that said, take one, share one, give one. And what it was sticky notes. Just sticky notes. You could write something and put it up on the wall. And if you needed one, you could take one. And I just thought they were all so lovely. So I wanted to read you some of them, because the world is just such a beautiful place. And whichever age you're at and whatever journey you're in and all the things, there is always, always time to uplift someone with a special message. So this one in particular stood out to me just on a blue sticky note, like I said, on this bulletin board in the middle of their dorm. It said, you don't have to have everything figured out right now. Ah, I love that. Now, you know, somebody walked by that day and looked at it who may have been stressed out about grades and finals and their freshman year ending. And just to read that for me made me exhale. You don't have to have everything figured out right now. I love that. You know, you don't have to be a young college student with the precipice of life in front of you to know or to take away from that something positive. It's any age, my friend, wherever you are right now, things change, right? Some of us have little birds in the nest still, and some of them have flown the coop. And we're all at different ages and different stages in our lives. And things change, right? That's why they call it empty nesters, right? For some. And for others, we've just gone through something that may have been really difficult, a divorce or a death. And things are changing. And we need to find our way, our path again. And I think just knowing you don't have to have everything figured out right now is so, so important. And when I want to fall back to the present moment, it's funny, I've always just sort of looked at my feet. I said this once on one of the podcasts that for a good year, I just kept taking pictures of my feet, my shoes, you know, not an OnlyFans feet page, but just taking pictures of wherever I was. I'd be at a barber shop waiting for my kids, and I'd take a picture of my feet. And I just thought it was funny because I would look back through my camera roll and think, like, that's where I was then. And then back in, let me look at my calendar real quick. But oh, back in March, that was episode 236. We had mental game coach Tammy Matheny on the podcast. Such an amazing episode. Like I said, it was episode 236. So go check that one out. It's not only if you are an athlete, it's all about the game of life and confidence. And I loved it so much. And she said something that reminded me of me taking all these pictures of my feet. And that is when she wants her athletes to focus back on the moment. She says, where are your feet right now? And I just thought that was absolutely wonderful. So I love that so, so very, very much, is that when you want to put yourself back in the present moment, where are your feet right now? You know, your mind's always wandering. Sometimes it wants to sit in the past. Sometimes it wants to grab onto anxiety in the future. And we forget, right? We forget where our feet are right now. I mean, my feet right now are here in this podcast studio, thinking of you and how much beautiful warmth and love you're going to put into the world today. That's where I am right now. Where are you right now? Look down at your feet, unless you're driving. And where are you right now? Well, maybe you are driving, so you know where your feet are. You don't have to look down at them. But literally, you are here right now in this moment. You're not somewhere tonight and you're not somewhere tomorrow. Tomorrow will show up on time. It always does, whether we want it to or not sometimes, right? When you're just like, oh, that thing I got to do tomorrow. Oh, geez. Still shows up on time, whether you worry about it or not. So if it's going to show up for you no matter what, why not go into the storm feeling anxious? Right? Take a deep breath and just find our way there. So another wonderful note that I saw on this board said, you're literally doing great. I'm not kidding. You're in like the top 10% of the world. Just keep doing you. That was another sticky note. I thought that was so amazing. And speaking of amazing, one just said, you are amazing. And life is a highway, isn't it? Life is a highway. I want to drive it all night long. Okay, that was just for me and for you. But life is a highway, right? How cool. So this board just made me feel, well, you know, all the feels. I just thought, that's really, really cool. It's true. You are amazing, and you don't have to have everything figured out right now. Let me read one more because I just think it's okay. The best way out is always through. Ah, what a great one. Now, isn't that the truth? Because we are good avoiders, aren't we? Sometimes as humans, you want to avoid the conversation that's uncomfortable, and you want to avoid the situation that doesn't feel great, but you're living in it. The only way, the best way out of a situation, right? Whether it's a situationship, relationship, right? That you don't want to be in anymore, is to walk through it. It's the only way. How do you get through the door? You open it and you walk through it, right? So if you are in a stage of your life right now where it feels like uncomfortable, maybe even painful, and you're feeling like there is just no way out of this, my friends, the one way out, the only way out, the best way out, and out of the mouth of babes, because a teenager in college wrote this on that board, and how wise they were to say, the best way through, or the best way out, excuse me, the best way out is through. I love that. And all right, one more, because these are so good. If opportunity doesn't knock, build a door. Yes. Yes, queen. I love that one so, so much. You, my friends, have to ordain yourself in your dreams. Now, I grew up in a time where I feel like it was in between, you know, the internet rising up and no internet. And there would just be rag mags, you know, People Magazine, Us Magazine, all that stuff around. And you'd always hear about people being discovered. So it felt like, okay, I've got to put my talent out there and be discovered. But then you soon find along the way that you are the master of your dreams, right? You are the designer of your life. And it's not waiting for another person to decide that you can do this. You have to decide that you can do that. And then you can find the people along the way that, like those angel friends I always say, that can help lift you up and bring you to a place of prosperity that you see in your mind, the dreams that you want to capture, those goals. But my friends, so important caveat to that, you've got to ordain yourself in your dreams. And how do we do that? Well, we believe in ourselves. We believe in ourselves, not just when we're excited and we start. In that middle bit, you know, when there's no motivation, where you question everything, you feel like you're out there at sea with a boat with no oar and the engine has died and you're being cast away through the waves and you're like, what was the purpose of all of this? Did I really want to do this? Like I often think of those moments as, yes, ask yourself those questions. Is this something you still want to do? And do you need to change your direction in how you go after it? It doesn't mean quit. My goodness, my friends. The day you quit something is the day you decided your dream died. Okay? You heard me. The day you quit is the day you decide that your dream died. You. I know. It sucks. It's a harsh reality, but it's the truth. Okay? You can take a break. You can take a week. You can take a month. You can take a year. You can take that beautiful sabbatical to give you a moment to think and rework and reset, and then you go again. But when you quit, then your dream dies. So don't quit, but rest, of course. Regroup, reset, rethink. In what direction do I want to go in? Or is this not the dream? Is it a different dream? Do I want to rework it completely? I'm all about the re's. Do it, my friends. Rework those dreams. Rework, reset, and relax. Oof, it's good to relax throughout any bit of time that you need. I swear to you, last week, I was just so sleepy. I don't know what it was. I don't know what was off. I don't know if I wasn't, you know, drinking enough water. My electrolytes were off. I couldn't tell you. But I definitely was feeling, you know, not even vanilla, just sort of off. And it was hard to focus. And so I went back to all the things that I always tell all of you, because friends, I am not going to be talking the talk if I am not walking the walk. And I made a list of what needed to be done. And I said, start with one and just see how it goes. I'm telling you, one always wants to slip into more. But if you just accomplish one, it's not a just. You said you were going to do one thing. And that's what I said. And so instead of overthinking, because I just couldn't rework my brain to feel super inspired, I was just tired, I said to myself, don't do too much thinking. Make the list of what needs to be done and start that list. And I worked on that list and I got the things done. And through that, my brain started to just wake up and peak, and the connectivity was back. And I was starting to feel better, lighter. You know, we just have those moments sometimes. It's okay. And then do you know what I did? You know what I did? One of the re's, one of my favorites. I relaxed. After I reset with just a list, I relaxed. I read a book. I called a friend. Lies. I actually texted a friend. Who's calling each other? Who are you crazy people calling each other? Just kidding. I know some people are still calling. I'm a good texter, because I love to keep up with my friends throughout their days. And I'm sure if any of y'all are listening, my beautiful friends, I love each and every one of you. And I love texting with you. It's so fun. So, there's nothing like receiving a funny reel in the middle of the day from a friend or sending one. That's part of my love language. But yeah, I reset and I relaxed. And oh my gosh, I was so much better for it. And at one point in time, I just took a big, long 2-hour nap. I remember my husband was like, what's wrong with you? Are you okay? Are you sick? Because I am a go girl. And at least during the day, I want to go and do the things and I want to go for a run. And I was not feeling that. And you know what? That's okay. And it was so sweet for him to ask, but I just needed a nap. And so I took a 2-hour nap. I felt so much better. I took a little bit of a lighter workload that week. And like I said, you're always better off relaxing and resetting than what? Than quitting. Now, the only word that you should use that starts with the letter Q is queen. All right? Yes, go queen. So, all right. You know what I love to do in these beautiful rainbow sessions with all of you is, you know, I love to grab my Dr. Wayne W. Dyer Everyday Wisdom for Success. And let's see what's going on and pick out one of his quotes. Now, I like to just grab it. Picture yourself already living a prosperous life, even if it's failed to materialize yet. Now, I love that one. Picture yourself already living a prosperous life, even if it's failed to materialize yet. So visualizing is so very important when you are creating a life that you love. I was going to say going after your dreams or going after your goals, but I think sometimes that often translates to the big things. And I'm not talking about the big things. I'm just literally, I mean, this totally relates to the big things, because I know a lot of you have big ambitions and big goals you're going after right now. And there is also that beautiful creative part within that, which is creating a life you love. So important to be living your life alongside your dreams. And I've spoken about this before, but if you missed that, there was a period of time in my life when I was go, go, go in my professional career singing. And it worked for me. I did accomplish a lot of great things. But where it sagged, where it caught up with me, was when I was at a crossroads in my career and not sure which direction I wanted to go in. That's when I realized I wasn't living life alongside my dreams. So I felt very lost for a moment. Like, well, if I'm not a singer, then what am I? What else do I like to do? I really wasn't even sure because I'd been so focused on music. Now, it's lovely to be laser focused on something when going after your dreams. But what's even lovelier, even more beautiful, even more incredible, and that is to live that life alongside your dreams, which means maybe you're a songwriter and you've been holed up in your house all day long, you know, writing songs and you enjoy it so much and you just want to finish that song tonight, but you also made a date with a friend. Go out with that friend. Don't miss that. Live life alongside your dreams, because in living life, it brings it back to your creativeness. It brings it back to the goals and dreams. It lifts them up even higher. And then when you get to one of those crossroads, like I just said, you're less likely to feel as lost. And you can pick yourself up just a little bit faster because you have a beautiful emotional toolbox to pull from and say, oh, wait, you know what? Maybe I just need to reset and relax and regroup. Maybe I just need to rework things and start viewing things in a different way. Maybe I just need a break. Maybe I do just need to go hang out with a friend this week. Maybe I need a vacation. All of those things are living life alongside your dreams. And that's how we create a life we love. Because that's what we want to do here, right? While we're here on this big, beautiful earth, we want to create a life that we love, of family and friends and lifting each other up and bringing each other joy. And when you do that, my friend, when you look outside of yourself and you give of your time and your talent to the world, it always comes back to you tenfold. It comes back to you tenfold. And listen, if you don't believe me, go out there today and do something really nice. Really, really nice. Now, don't just sit around waiting to see what nice thing then happens to you. But I promise you, something really nice will happen to you as well. That word, nice. It seems so boring, but it's actually really nice. I said it again. You know what I forgot to mention, my friends, before we go, is my calendar for May, when I flipped it over, two things. I have two calendars, one of all different artwork on my wall, and then, of course, one where I put all of my rainbow stuff on it, all of my scheduling and stuff. But anyway, the one on the wall is of a big rainbow. I forgot to say that, which I thought was so wonderful. And it is Maya Angelou's quote that we love here on the rainbow, which is, be the rainbow in someone else's cloud, which I know you know that one. But if that's the first time you're hearing it, I love that that's the first time you're hearing it. Be the rainbow in someone else's cloud. So make sure you go do that today out in the world. You know, whatever you're feeling, I promise you, you're going to feel even better when you give a little love to the world. It creates this beautiful ripple effect to so many people. I always say everybody knows at least five people. So if you love on one, then that one person will love on one of their five people, or maybe five people, right? And then those five people will love those five people, and it creates so much goodness. Now, my other calendar, like I said, that I put scheduling on, let me grab this. It says, I forgot to mention this earlier this month, if we're growing, we're always going to be out of our comfort zone. Nice. John C. Maxwell said that. And what I love so much about that is, well, number one, May, our word of the month, has been grow. How are we growing? You know, are we pruning our wildflower garden of those weeds? Is that how we're growing? Have we picked up a new hobby? Are we planning a new vacation to see something new? What are we doing that's new? What are we doing to grow? And as the quote says, if we're growing, we're always going to be out of our comfort zone, which is a good thing, my friends. It's okay. The actual love and joy that you want to feel is out of your comfort zone. So find it today. What has been nagging at your heart, telling you, hey, try this, do this. Why not? Just go. You know, it just popped into my head was when we had Christopher, musician and choreographer and dancer, on the podcast, you know, just last week. He is such an amazing dancer, and it reminded me of how much I've been wanting to take a hip-hop class or even just start doing hip-hop in my house, you know, watching videos on YouTube. And I've always loved to dance, and I've danced a lot on stages, you know, singing and dancing, but I've never done a bunch of hip-hop except, you know, being up in the club and dancing. And I thought, yeah, maybe that's something new I want to try. So I will get back to you. That will be out of my comfort zone, but so very exciting because I want to do it. So is it really going to be uncomfortable? Maybe when I first start, I'll probably look ridiculous. But who cares, right? Who cares what other people think, we always say. And you are so much far ahead of those armchair quarterbacks that have something to say about your life. Because what is an armchair quarterback doing? Nothing. Nothing, sitting on their armchair being bored and not creating a life that they love. So my friends, I might try a hip hop class. I'll report back. What are you going to try that's new today? Report back to me if you'd like on my DM at Finding Rainbows the Podcast. Or like I said, you can get me on Smile Say Cheese It. And I'm just so incredibly proud of you for showing up today, for doing great things in the world, and for being a disco ball of energy and love and light. So, should we say it together? The rainbows, well, they're all around you. You just have to open up your heart to see them. I'll see you next time. Well, my friends, that's my podcast. I hope I gave you a little light in your heart, a little song in your soul, and a whole lot of love. Because you are amazing. I'll see you next time. On Finding Rainbows on an Ordinary Day. Meet me on my Instagram page at Finding Rainbows the Podcast, where you'll find more inspiration to feed your soul. And while you're there, join my Rainbow Connection. It's an insider's club where you'll receive inspirational quotes to your inbox each week from me, and VIP opportunities, giveaways, I love a freebie, live webinars, and so much more. Remember, you are a light to this world. Shine bright, my friends. I'll see you next time on Finding Rainbows.